As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, February the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Certainly today, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with the unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, or to take Oracle Broadcasting with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647 to you. Once again, a big shout out, as we love to do every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Those telephone numbers, the call-in numbers, and so much more are listed on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Do visit, log on, bookmark that page today if you're not there already. This morning in the news, Israelis assassinate a Hamas leader, Juan Carlos, the King of Jerusalem in Spain, the Dalai Lama and Barry the Usurper, IMF gold sales, and a new U.S. ambassador to Syria. That and much more will be in the news today. If we get time for it in the later part of the broadcast, we'll talk about the history of law again, property, uniform, commercial codes, continuing study, so much more. We will take your calls throughout the broadcast. Thursday, February the 18th, 2010, market news, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading down $10 from where it was basically yesterday, but it's up this morning in early trading at up $2.90, trading at $1,109.70. Silver up 4 cents in early trading at $15.93 an ounce. Platinum off 8 bucks, trades at $1,520. Palladium off 2 at $432. It's kind of a mixed bag in the precious metals this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, not too big of a spread, about 10, 12 bucks, something like that. $1,096.20 for a low, $1,112.70 for a high. But at $1,109.70 a troy ounce, your gold is up $127.50 year to year for a 12.96%. return on your investment. You won't get that out of a passbook savings account, I can assure you. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,105.50. We're going to find out about this London Bullion Market Association in a moment. But let's go on with this again. The SPDR gold shares, 1,109.42 tons in their holdings today for almost $4 billion. We'll pick it all up right there and come back after this first commercial intermission. Stay with us.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use, sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first segment, we started in our market report. Let's close that out for today, February the 18th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold, again, we found trading up $2.90 at $1,009.70. Remember, yesterday we came on the air at $1,119.70. We're down 10 bucks overnight. The silver up 4 cents at $15.93 an ounce. Platinum, again, off $8 at $15.20. And palladium at $4.32, off $2 in early trading. Again, the Lennon gold fix, which we're going to talk about in a moment, is set at $1,105.50. Who does all this gold fixing? Who are these boys in Lennon that set the price and run the show all day long? We'll find out about that. The gold shares this morning, the SPDR gold shares. So always keep an eye on these guys. You talk about a spider on the corner of the web. Visit their website. Look at their logo. It'll give you an idea. Waiting for those unsuspecting flies to land in their web, and then I'm sure they would just unzip the fly, wouldn't they? The Dow Jones Industrial Average. Well, I ought to give you the amount anyway. The SPDR gold shares holding 1,109.42 tons of gold in their reserves for a value of about $39.9 billion. Now, there's lots of people out there that say, no, they don't have any gold. Well, they may or they may not have any gold. How would I know? If the gold they had was this tungsten core stuff. Well, you know, so what? People seem to be buying and selling this stuff on a rather frequent basis on the market. And when they do buy and sell on this marketplace, it has an impact on the price of gold, at least the bullion price is posted. The Dow Jones yesterday closed up 40 at 10,309. The NASDAQ closed up 12 at 2226. And the S&P was up 5 at 1,100. Crude oil this morning, early trading, again, those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, trading for $76.71, moving down 62 cents in early trading. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, you can go up and visit on the website, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Find out all about this USDX. We've reported on it in the past. Moves up 9 basis points this morning, trading now substantially above the 80 level at 80.58. That rolls over. It impacts the foreign exchange rates in the Forex market. The Canadian dollar this morning bumps up about 6 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 16 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. The euro is the one to be watching right now as they talk about all the pigs and the bricks and all the rest of that. The euro continued to decline, down 18 basis points at $1.36 U.S. The British pound loses 60 basis points in early trading, trades at $1.56 U.S., and the Swiss franc moves down another 24 basis points, trading at 93 cents, and we talked about that. Now, the Bank of Switzerland, the Reserve Bank, the RBS, the Reserve Bank of Switzerland, they're working on weakening this Swiss franc so that the currency doesn't look appreciating. You know, anyway, the bonds market this morning, the 2-year bond, the yield on the 2-year bond, 0.83%. The 10-year is running 3.72%. And the 30-year is out there at 4.69%. So if you're a bond buyer, if you're buying in bonded indebtedness, those are your numbers for today. And if you're in the mortgage market, 15-year mortgages this morning moved down from 4.66 a month ago to 4.42, continuing this recent downward trend, easing it up a little bit, making it a little easier for people to qualify to buy all these millions and millions of empty homes all across America. Again, the 30-year goes down to 5.13%, moving down from 5.16 where it was a month ago. You know, everybody gets their shorts in a bunch about this census. And I've been watching it. It's been reported in our local newspapers. They're still out there trying to find census takers to go around and harass the people for $10.50 an hour or thereabouts, what they're going to pay in this area. And I don't know. They've been having a hard time getting people to line up to go rat out their neighbors. But what's going to be on this census? Well, I went up on the census website, U.S. Census website, and they have the 10 questions. Well, no, they're not actually asking for your shoe size or anything like that. They're pretty standard run-of-the-mill questions. And I know. The real answer is how many people live in the house? One. And that's all they're really supposed to know about, how many people live in the house, I guess, how many people vote. It's all about the election process. But here are the 10 questions, just in case you're wondering. How many people were living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home on April the 1st of 2010? How many people living or staying in the house, apartment, or mobile home on April the 1st? Here's question number 2. Were there any additional people staying here on April the 1st that you did not include in question number 1? Just they're asking if you lied. Well, number 3. Is this house, apartment, or mobile home owned with a mortgage, owned without a mortgage, rented, occupied without rent? Kind of an intrusive question. What the hell is it to you would be my response, but this is what they're going to ask. Number 4, the one I don't like. What is your telephone number? Who cares? I don't want to hear from them. Don't want to call from them either. But, of course, as soon as you begin to provide this kind of information, you're tagged into the big databases. But they say, we ask for a phone number in case we need to contact a respondent when a form is returned with incomplete or missing information. Please provide information for each person living here for the But
Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
we've returned once again. Thank you, Carlos, for the little guitar intro there. And sorry about that, folks. Apparently, we disconnected there and had a little trouble coming back online. I don't know where I quite left off. But I know I was in the middle of this article in regards to the census. You know, we sometimes get all kinds of fear-mongering going on about some of the most ridiculous stuff. But these questions are so far not exactly the kind of things that I'd want to call to arms over. Again, number one, how many people living in the house? That's not so intrusive, is it? How many additional people staying here that you didn't include in question number one? Well, they've been asking that one since 1880. Is this house, apartment, or mobile home owned with a mortgage, owned without a mortgage, rented, occupied, or without rent? Again, you know, really, tell me, do we actually own any of our property anyway? But they've been asking this intrusive question since 1890. What's your telephone number? Well, I can tell them I don't have a telephone. Get lost. What's your person? What is the person number one's name? I guess that's a fair question. What's your name? What's your sex? Well, the name should give you a clue, but in this mixed up, upside down, topsy turvy world that we live in, that might not give a clue anymore. But this question has been asked since 1790. What is person number one's age? This question reportedly has been asked since 1800. Still, again, not really ready to start duking them out at the front porch. Number eight, is person number one of us Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Well, your brother, this one's been asked since 1970. And what is person number one's race? Well, kind of eight and nine work together, don't they? But they've been asking this ever since 1790. They say race is key to implementing many federal laws and is needed to monitor compliance with the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. I don't know how that works out, but they've been asking that question. And then number 10, does person number one sometimes live or stay someplace else? Well, it's for me to know and for you to find out. Well, anyway, those are the questions. I guess we've been dialogued into consensus again that we need to be really concerned about that. I imagine that most of you would answer those questions if your pastor asked them to you, or you probably swear out far more important information than that 7 or 8 times a year as you fill out various applications for this, that, and the other time. Anyway, what is this London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA? We report this, the London Gold Fix, on a regular basis. Let's find out a little bit more about it. The London Bullion Market Association, also known as the LBMA, is the London-based trade association that represents the wholesale gold and silver bullion market in London. London is the focus of the international over-the-counter, OTC, market for gold and silver, with a client base that indicates the majority of the central banks that hold gold, plus producers, refiners, fabricators, and other traders throughout the world. So this LBMA is rather important, should be on our radar screen. But when we say focus, you know, I like to say become vocal local. And whenever you see me write it, it's always italicized. I follow it by the exclamation point, because become vocal local is a complete thought. It is a whole sentence, by the way. But vocal and local I use in italics because they do have Latin roots. They are very similar words. In Latin, it's vocalis localis. But the locus and the focus are very important when you think about parabolas. Parabolics. It has a lot to do with understanding what is parliamentarianism and the circuit, if you will, the motion on the floor, the motions as they are tethered and they go through the process in a deliberative assembly. There's a lot to the name become a vocal local. It's more than just words. There are actual thoughts and actions behind it. It's a very expressive term to me, especially in that it ends with an exclamation point for those you might have not have seen it written out the way that I do. Become vocal local with vocal local in bold, usually in red, followed by an exclamation point. Complete sentence. The subject of the sentence is the exclamation point, by the way. It's an abrupt utterance. Anyway, back to the topic here. London, again, is the focus of the international over-the-counter market for gold and silver. So it's the focus. And if you'll just get your dictionaries out and look up parabola, you'll see how that all works out with the focus and the locus. Vocalis localis. The London Bullion Market Association was formally incorporated in 1987 in close consultation with the Bank of England, which was the bullion markets regulator at that time. The primary regulator for the bullion market in the UK is now the Financial Services Authority, with which the association maintains a close working relationship. The LBMA Good Delivery List is now widely recognized as representing the de facto standard for the quality of gold and silver bars, in large part thanks to the stringent criteria for assaying capabilities of refiners on the Good Delivery List, assaying standards and bar quality that an applicant must satisfy in order to be listed. So I don't imagine that's going to be any of those tungsten bars, certainly not. But again, it says the primary regulator for the bullion market in the UK is now the Financial Services Authority. So that would be something else to look up. Dropping down a little further here, and I'm working right, I printed this all off right off their website. It's www.LBMA, London Bullion Market Association, .org.uk, the LBMA.org.uk. The ongoing work of the association encompasses many areas, among them refining standards, trading documentation, and the fostering of good trading practices. And then it continues. In conjunction with the foreign exchange and money markets in London, the association has developed the Non-Investment Products Code, which provides a code of conduct by which all members and associates are required to abide. Continues. Here's a little bit more, another section from their website. Loco London. Loco London, like localis, Loco London. Loco London is a concept that is perhaps the most important aspect of the London bullion market, as it represents the basis for international trading and settlement in gold and silver. Most global over-the-counter gold and silver trading is cleared through the London bullion market clearing system. Of course, the Federal Reserve banks, all the harlot daughters, they're involved in this process of clearing transactions daily. They clear all the checks, the credit cards, all of that sort of stuff, all of the movement. They're clearing houses. And here, Loco London is the clearing house, if you will, for most global over-the-counter gold and silver trading, cleared as it is through the London Bullion Market Clearing System, which deals between parties throughout the world, settled and cleared in London. This concept has evolved over time. In the second half of the 19th century, now we're back in the 1800s, London developed as the center through which gold from the mines of California, South Africa, and Australia was refined and then sold. With this business as a base and supported by the increasing acceptance of the London Good Delivery List, you've heard of good delivery bars, London bullion dealing houses established global client relationships. Yeah, it always goes back to London, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, folks. And if you ain't learning, you ain't listening on this broadcast, I can tell you what. We don't deal with too much fluff and stuff and nonsense here. That's for certain. Every day, something new to learn. This is now we're talking about Loco London. Well, you could say Loco London. I certainly wouldn't object to that. But Loco London. A concept that is perhaps the most important aspect of the London bullion market, as it represents the basis for international trading and settlement in gold and silver. Dropping down a bit here in the article, again, I'm visiting with their website, www.lbma.org.uk. Certainly a place you could go and visit. Quite interesting information here. And these clients opened bullion accounts with individual London trading houses. With this business as a base and supported by the increasing acceptance of the London Good Delivery List, London Bullion Dealing Houses established global client relationships, and these clients opened bullion accounts with individual London trading houses. It soon became evident that these Loco London accounts, Loco London accounts, quote, while used to settle transactions between bullion dealer and client, could also be used to settle transactions with other parties by transfers of bullion in London. A lot of the gold that reportedly is held by this SPDR Gold Trust is held in vaults in England. Today, all such third-party transfers on behalf of clients of the London market are effected through the London Bullion Clearing Systems. A credit balance on a Loco London account with an LBMA member represents a holding of gold or silver in the same way that a credit balance in the relevant currency represents a holding of dollars on account with a New York bank or yen with a Tokyo bank. Market history. Records trace bullion transactions in London back to the 17th century with the formation of the oldest original member of the market, Mocatta and Goldsmith. You've heard of Scotia Mocatta. We're going to talk about them in a moment. The Bank of Nova Scotia. But here, going all the way back to the 17th century, 1684, Mocatta and Goldsmith. Goldsmith, the goldsmiths, you know. It was, however, the introduction of the London silver fixing in 1897 and the London gold fixing in 1919 that marked the beginning of the market structure and the cooperation between members that has created the marketplace as it is today. London gold fix, AM this morning, set the price of gold at $1,105.50 an ounce. The five members of the London gold fixing dominated the UK marketplace until 1980, when, fueled by oil price inflation and spiraling international tension, gold reached $850 per ounce and silver $50. Looking for that $50 silver every morning when I wake up, switch on the computer. The level of activity and profitability in the market drew increasing global attention, which resulted in an influx of international players to London and set the market on course to become the center of the international arena that it is today. The center of the international arena that it is today, the loci, loco, London. The growth in the number and type of market participants in the early 1980s, combined with the introduction of the Financial Services Act in 1986, brought about the formation of the LBMA in 1987. So you take the COMEX in New York and balance it in one pan against the LBMA in London, and you pretty much have the gold market sewn up. Market-making members, the Bank of Nova Scotia, Barclays Bank PLC, Deutsche Bank AG, Goldman Sachs International, HSBC Bank USA National Association, the JP Morgan Chase Bank, and Societe Generale, and the UBS AG. Some of these offer clearing services, some of these are members of the London Gold Fix, and some of these are the members of the London Silver Fix. But is there, I ask you, dear listeners, an economics news article that I've shared any time in the last 12 months, since first coming on President's Day last year, that doesn't include one of this cast of characters, one of these from the program? The Bank of Nova Scotia, Scotia Mocatta, Barclays, PLC, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, HSBC Bank, JP Morgan Chase, Societe Generale, or the UBS. Each of them having offices and sometimes headquarters in the city of London. Well, there's that one. Here's a little bit more. You might have been hearing about this. Asian central banks tagged as potential buyers for 191.3 tons of IMF gold. Certainly you've heard the International Monetary Fund saying it will soon begin a planned sale of the remaining 191.3 tons of gold to raise funds for lending operations. This out of Singapore, Reuters, New News, February the 18th, Leslie Rothen and Lua Pardomuan write, the International Monetary Fund said it would soon begin a planned sale of a remaining 191.3 tons of gold to raise new resources for lending, with traders saying it may seek buyers among Asian central banks. Now, of course, it was India and China bought up the last batch. It will probably be India, China buying up the next batch, too. Continuing, but a drop of 1% in gold prices after Wednesday's news showed the market still cautious about future IMF sales. So if you wanted to know why the 1% drop in gold prices occurred, well, here's the news. The open market sales, which are part of a program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, got to keep your eyes on that word, folks, that useless tail, that M-E and the Centre, C-E-N-T-R-E. If you see that, you know you're dealing with English sources. Agenda 21, a program of action for sustainable development. Prince Charles, the sustainable prince. All this stuff comes out of England, the Tavistock and other places. But the open market sales, which are the part of a program launched last year, quote, will be conducted in a phased manner over time, close quote, to avoid disruptions of the gold market. The fund left the door open for central banks to keep buying the gold directly from the IMF. Quote, to be honest, the market has expected this news somewhere along the line. They're probably approaching several central banks, but probably not the European ones at the moment, close quote, said Darren Heathcote, head of trading at Investec Australia. Referring to worries about Greece's fiscal health that weigh on the euro, he said, quote, they're probably a little bit strapped for cash, aren't they? Question mark. Excuse me. And the IMF announced last year to sell 403.3 tons of gold, about one-eighth of its total stock, so just do the math, to diversify its sources of income and increase low-cost lending to the poor. Increased low-cost lending to the poor. As we say, basically, that we need to understand that wherever it is attempted, Vocal Local refuses to accept the international federal or state grants in aid. Here's this IMF grants in aid. Why? Because we realize that whenever people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. So when the IMF wants to increase low-cost lending to the poor, it would obviously invoke Mr. Perkins' book, The Economic Hitmen, and the jackals that follow in their shadows. Low-cost lending to the poor is not a good thing. You never get a chance to pay those debts off. Once you take the bait, you're on the hook, and you'll be reeled in. Until now, the gold has only been made available to central banks on a first-come, first-served basis. So far, India, the world's biggest consumer of gold, Mauritius, and Sri Lanka have purchased a total of 212 tons of gold from the IMF. A bit more here. I want to bring in this character. The IMF Finance Director Andrew Tweedy. Tweedy, what a wonderful name. He probably wears the tweeds. Well, Andrew Tweedy told IMF survey publication the average price for the three sales was a little over $1,050 an ounce. You can see why they needed to drive it down a bit here. A little over $1,050 an ounce, generating about $7.2 billion in proceeds at a profit of about $4.5 billion over the book value of the gold in the IMF's account, lets you know what they bought it for, what they're selling it for, what they're lending it for. Bought it at about $4.5 billion. They're selling it at about $7.2. So they bought it the low, they're selling it the high. That's good business, wouldn't you agree? The IMF said central banks could continue to buy the gold, which would reduce the amount of gold available for sale on the open market. Don't imagine they're going to be setting that gold out on the table for you and I to have any access to, my friends. No, we'll just have to continue to eat the crumbs as they come out of the mint. We'll be right back. Much more to go in today's podcast. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And having returned once again, we're looking at this IMF article, Asian Central Bank tagged as potential buyers for 191.3 tons of IMF gold. Here's another quote from Tweedy. We're still open to off-market sales, so that window is not closed. Adding, quote, all that has happened now is that we're moving to also start on-market sales. And so, again, we go back to this London Bullion Market Association where this gold is going to be traded and bought and sold and all that, moved around. Most of it will probably have nothing more than just 3x5 cards filled out on it, and they'll set the 3x5 card on somebody's stack and move it to someone else's stack and so on and so forth. The sales have been conducted within a newly agreed central bank gold agreement, which limits sales to 400 tons annually and 2,000 tons in total over 5 years beginning September the 27th. All of this discussion about 400 tons, well, certainly 400 tons of gold is a lot of gold. There's no doubt about it. Some 177,000 tons of gold above ground today. All the gold's ever been mined, reportedly, since the beginning of recorded history, or perhaps ever since the beginning of time, gold being indestructible as it is. And we look at the SPDR gold shares. They're holding 1,109 tons. All of this ink being spilled in the marketplace, about 191 tons of gold, when you've got 10 times the holding sitting there and the SPDR, ostensibly a private hands. How much is in the basement of the Rothschilds mansions? Hard to say. Again, in closing, Tweedy said a key element of the on-market sales was that they would be carefully phased over time. Quote, this is the practice that other central banks have followed successfully, and we plan to adopt a similar approach. So, of course, the IMF is acting in this capacity as the international central bank, and that's a position they would like to hold. But, of course, we know that the Bank of International Settlements, BIS in Switzerland, is, in many people's opinion, the central bank of the central bankers. So how the IMF works out into all of that is to be determined. Here's another quote. I think they want to test the market, whether the central banks want to buy at this level. They haven't sold the rest of reserves after the Indian buying, close quote, said Ronald Leung, director of Lee Chong Gold Dealers in Hong Kong. I think towards $1,000 you may see better demand, he added. So they're always trying to use these sales to drive down the price of gold. And, of course, they would. Why wouldn't they? You always want to buy low, sell high. But we do need to know that there are other hands in the market when we're out there listening to gold brokers telling us to buy and sell inside of this market. You know, you're 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 ounces of gold in comparison is a drop in the bucket. So you do have to be careful. Always stay abreast of things. Tune in every morning. Listen to the broadcast. If I see anything untoward coming, I'll try and warn you anyway. And I do warn you every day to look at the SPDR gold shares. They are in a position to have wreak havoc on this marketplace. There's been a lot of news out there. I still have a couple more articles to go through. We've been hearing a lot about the Dalai Lama, but we haven't been hearing much about some of the other things that have been going down. Here's one. The United Kingdom demands Israeli cooperation over the Dubai killing. Some of you may have heard about that. It's been rather quiet in my email box the last 48 hours. I didn't hear about this, but I did stumble upon it. And so I'll share it with you. February the 18th, new news. United Kingdom Foreign Secretary David Miliband demanded full cooperation from Israel after calling in the country's ambassador to discuss how suspects in the killing of a Hamas leader in Dubai were traveling on UK passports. Now, if you didn't see that, this is where I found it. It was just I was looking at a link that someone had sent to me on YouTube, which I generally eschew, don't go there very often. And over on the sidebar, for those of you that are familiar with the layout on the YouTube pages, there just happened to be this other little place to go, which attracted my attention about this hit on this Hamas leader. I'll tell you, the little wasn't very long of a YouTube thing, only about 6 minutes or something or less. But these Israelis really tortured this fellow out. I mean, it looked to me like the little YouTube thing was talking about is that they captured this guy, caught him by surprise in his hotel room, tasered hell out of him or did something electrically, and then burned him up with cigarettes, and then smothered him in his bed, apparently, and left him for dead. Kind of a Mossad hit. Anyway, dreadful story. Here's a quote. Any interference with British passports is an outrage, Miliband said in an interview on BBC Radio 2. He said he would hold talks with the Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman in Brussels on February the 22nd. So that's coming up later this week. Dubai Police Chief Dahi Khalfan Tamim said he was 99% certain that the Israeli security agency Mossad was behind the murder of the Hamas official Mahmoud al-Mabhou, the national newspaper in the Emirate reported today. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that rules the Gaza Strip, has also blamed Israel. Lieberman said yesterday Mossad shouldn't be automatically linked to the murder. Lieberman, yeah, covered his butt. Dubai police released the names and photographs of on February the 15th of 11 suspects they said took part in the slaying, and it would be that release, I think, that I saw on YouTube. 6 carried British passports, 3 had Irish passports, and the others used passports from Germany and France, Tamim said. Investigations are underway and allegations the passports were fake. Quote, "We have got to know what happened to British passports," close quote, UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown said in an emailed statement. "It is as simple as that." Our own conclusions? Miliband refused to comment on whether the UK government believed the Mossad was involved. Quote, "We'll come to our own conclusions," he said. While, quote, "Israel has every right to defend itself," Miliband said, quote, "it's wrong to have a policy of targeted assassinations," close quote, as the Interpol roams freely in America. Israel's ambassador to the UK, Ron Prosser, said in an email statement after his meeting with Foreign Officer permanent Undersecretary Peter Ricketts that, quote, it would be improper to disclose the content of such bilateral discussions, close quote, as they draw the curtain between the people and the truth. The Israeli ambassador to Ireland also went to the Irish Foreign Ministry in Dublin this morning after a meeting that lasted 45 minutes, a spokeswoman for Foreign Affairs Minister Michael Martin said by phone. She declined to comment further and said that an Irish government statement is likely to be issued later today, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Quote, it's an extremely serious incident and puts the security of the Irish citizens at risk, close quote, Martin said earlier today on national broadcaster RTE, quote, we're seeking assistance and clarifications. The United Arab Emirates are investigating 5 credit card accounts at a U.S.-based financial institution that officials say were used by 5 of the suspects. The Wall Street Journal reported today, citing a person familiar with the situation, the man behind the curtain said. Israel has said that Al-Mabhouh was behind the 1989 kidnapping of 2 Israeli soldiers whose bodies were later discovered. Most of those alleged to have been involved in the soldiers' deaths have been detained or killed by Israel, including Hamas founder and spiritual leader Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, who died in an airstrike in 2004. And if you haven't seen the video that's out there of this automobile driving along the road and all of a sudden going up in a fireball as he was struck with Israeli rockets, you might Google it up. Maybe the next time you're out driving in your automobile, from one moment to the next would be a blessing. Quote, there's no reason to think that it was different, that it was the Israeli Mossad and not a different security organization or a security service from a different country that was involved. No reason to think that it was the Israeli Mossad and not a different security organization or a security service from a different country that was involved, Lieberman said. Well, no matter what security service it was, it was a paid hit. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 18th, 2010. 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, lots of news, gold news, news, and other kind of good news. Lots of that, certainly. We're going to continue an article we began in the last segment in regards to the United Kingdom demanding Israeli cooperation over a Dubai assassination, a killing. That's right, another killing. They like to do this sort of thing. The Mossad goes around killing people all the time, I suppose. That's probably why you join the Mossad, so that you can go around and kill people. Kind of like the CIA and the FBI and the rest of these cretins. I don't know what kind of a cesspool you have to skim them out of, but they definitely live that kind of life. Back to the article here. This out of Bloomberg, February the 18th, new news, UK Foreign Secretary Miliband demanding full cooperation down in the article here. Here's a quote. Again, there's no reason to think that it was the Israeli Mossad and not a different security organization or a security service from a different country that was involved. Lieberman, this is Avigdor Lieberman, foreign minister, speaking, said in an interview broadcast on Israel radio, he said, Israel maintains a policy of ambiguity on security operations. In other words, that's on a need-to-know basis, don't ask, don't tell, right? Bilateral ties. Even though Israel's relations with Ireland and Britain may go through a tough period over the Dubai killing, they're unlikely to suffer long-term harm. Take that to the bank. Jonathan Speier, a political scientist at the Interdisciplinary Center Herzliya, Sleazy, said in a phone interview, quote, when more evidence emerges, then we could see, depending on the evidence, a further ratcheting up. Folks, there was surveillance cameras running in this hotel. When more evidence turns up, don't hold your breath for it to turn up. When more evidence emerges, then we could see, depending on the evidence, a further ratcheting up, he said. But based on past experiences, countries have had an interest in letting things blow over. Call that cover-up. The apologists, Christian Zionism, the apologists for Israel. This is particularly true of Israel and Britain, which, quote, have a high level of intelligence cooperation based not on sentiment but on shared interests on the issues of Iran and global jihad, Speier said. We're going to get into this global jihad in a moment. You better hang on to your hats. Hope you've had your breakfast. It's digested a little bit because we're going to go some places in the balance of this broadcast that may open some unusual doors. This is particularly true, again, of Israel and Britain, which have a high level of intelligence cooperation based not on sentiment but on shared interests on the issues of Iran and global jihad. And that interest hasn't changed because of what has happened in Dubai. The UK Foreign Office and the Irish government have contacted the nationals named as suspects. Britain's Serious Organized Crime Area Agency, the SOCA, I guess, SOCA. Oh my. I didn't see that before, now that I know what the acronym is. Has begun an investigation. Martin said the Irish passports were just randomly stolen. Explanations? The French Foreign Ministry is asking for explanations from the Israeli embassy in France on the circumstances of the use of a fake French passport. More worried as they are about their passports than indiscriminate murder on foreign soil. Well, we'll be back. Stay with us.
A
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again on our Thursday, February the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. As we love to do, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number here, the network, is always 866-841-1065. You hear something that stimulates your mind or asks to have a stimulates a question, feel free to call in. Went back into this article. Certainly, if you missed the first hour, it's available on oraclebroadcasting.com on the show archives page. Just click on Become Vocal Local. It'll open up an entire year's worth of broadcasting for you to choose from. Never a repeat, always a new broadcast, new news every day, and information and education. So there's lots to find in the archives. But this article, carrying on from where we began in the first hour, insofar as the United Kingdom is demanding Israeli cooperation over this Dubai killing, assassination in a hotel room in Dubai of a Hamas leader, leaving behind his wife and his family and so on and so forth as it always goes. But I guess that's the cross you bear when you get involved in this truth movement and you try and reach for freedom in this upside-down, tipsy-topsy world that we live in. Anyway, back to this article. When more evidence emerges than we could see, depending on the evidence, a further ratcheting up But based on past experiences, countries have had an interest in letting things blow over. Again, there's not going to, don't expect anything real serious here, folks. This is going to get swept under the rug as quickly as possible. I searched all over the new news, if you will, from the regurgitorium off the floor trying to find this vomitous article, and it wasn't but Bloomberg that had anything to say about it. But anyway, it's out there. I'm sure there will be a lot of people talking about it. The UK foreign, this is particularly true of Israel and Britain, which have a high level of intelligence cooperation based not on sentiment but on shared interests on the issue of Iran and global jihad. Aren't you just about sick and tired of hearing about global jihad? How many billions of United States dollars and monies extorted away from the Britoners have been used to create this best enemy money can buy jihadist group? I've gotten a couple of DVDs sent to me by listeners, and I've looked at from produced by the other side, I guess you might call it, the Christian Zionist movement. They certainly got their little toities in a ringer in regards to these Islamic, Islamo-fascists. What, they got 100 people, 200 people? How many millions of people are we killing in Iraq and Afghanistan? How many trillions of dollars is this insanity going to cost us? Well, stick with us today. I think things are going to ratchet up relatively soon in Iran. The UK Foreign Office and the Irish government have contacted the nationals named as suspects. Britain's a serious organized crime agency has begun an investigation, Martin said. The Irish passports were just randomly stolen. Again, all this discussion is over the passports and the credit cards, not about the loss of life. Five Israelis, again, who hold dual citizenship in Britain and Germany and whose names were on some of the passports, denied any connection with the Dubai death in interviews with Haaretz, the newspaper said yesterday. Al-Mabou arrived in Dubai January the 19th. His body was found in his hotel the following day. Police said they believe he died of suffocation, though they haven't ruled out electric shock. According to Tamim, the suspected killers were filmed on hotel security cameras carrying out surveillance prior to the assassination, and there was at least one woman on the team who paid in cash for a room nearer to that of Al-Mabou, Tamim said. Al-Mabou, I guess that's the way you might say it, Mabhahu or something, I don't know, helped found the Hamas armed wing known as Ezzedine al-Qassam Brigades in 1988. At the beginning of the first Palestinian Intifada, or uprising, against Israel. The militant leader, originally from the Gaza Strip, fled the enclave in 1988 and had been living abroad, mainly in Damascus. Damascus, with his wife and children. Al-Mabhou was responsible for smuggling arms from Iran to Gaza. Now we include Iran, Damascus, Gaza, the Israelis. A little bit interesting news developing here this morning. This is rather a peculiar one. Again, one of these things that I just stumble upon. Haven't been able to verify this. Take it for what it's worth. It looks like it's from the White House. But it was posted by a woman, Lynn Sweet. Lynn Sweet. President Obama official schedule and guidance for February the 17th, 2010, meets with his war cabinet and Spanish King Juan Carlos I. For immediate release, February the 16th, daily guidance and press schedule for Wednesday, February the 17th. Listen to this now. In the morning, the president, that would be Barry the Usurper, and the vice president, that would be Joe Biden, I guess, will receive the presidential daily briefing and the economic daily briefing in the Oval Office. These briefings are closed press. Later, the president will deliver remarks on the economy on the one-year anniversary of the signing of the Recovery Act in the South Court Auditorium. It's going to be a busy day for Barry here. The vice president will introduce the president, and this event is pooled press. It continues. The president will then meet with his national security team on Afghanistan and Pakistan in the Situation Room. This meeting is closed to the press. Expected attendees include the Vice President, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, Ambassador Susan Rice, the permanent U.S. Representative to the United Nations, Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg, Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, via video conference, Carl Eikenberry, the U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, via video conference, Annie Patterson, U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan, via video conference, the Undersecretary of Defense, Michael Flourney, Admiral Michael Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General James E. Cartwright, U.S. Marine Corps Vice Chairman, Joint Chief of Staff, General David Petraeus, U.S. General Command, watch that one now, General Stanley McChrystal, U.S. Commander in Afghanistan, by video conference, Lieutenant General Dave Rodriguez, by video teleconference, Lieutenant General William Caldwell, video conference, Vice Admiral Michael Lefebvre, video conference. Are they leaving anybody out here? Admiral Dennis Blair, Director of National Intelligence, CIA Director Leon Panetta, Deputy Secretary of Treasury Neil Wolin, General James Jones, National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, Deputy National Security Advisor, John Brennan, Assistant to the President for Counterterrorism and Homeland Security, Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, Pakistan, Robert Neighbors, the OMB Deputy Director. Well, what's going to happen? Let's find out a little more after this break. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
If we have returned once again, so I think you can agree with me that that's rather an impressive list, doesn't it? Everything right down to the carpet cleaner. Very long, long list of people to be meeting with for Barry, the usurper, yesterday. Didn't hear much about that anyplace. But then, in the afternoon, the president and the vice president will meet with the Secretary of State, Clinton, in the Oval Office, and this meeting is also closed to the press. And the president will then have lunch with King Juan Carlos of Spain in the private dining room. And this lunch is closed to the press. Well, I know, this is the kind of thing that a president's supposed to do, right? Have all these meetings, meet with all these people. Juan Carlos of Spain. King Juan Carlos of Spain, you know, they talk about the Trans-Texas Corridor, you know, and many people were looking at Juan Carlos as being a recipient here of that Trans-Texas Corridor. Certainly the, what was it, Centra was the company that he was invested in that was involved in that corridor. But Juan Carlos of Spain here, you can visit up with Wikipedia, Juan Carlos of Spain, find out more about it. But Juan Carlos of Spain baptizes Juan Carlos Alfonso Victor Maria de Bourbon, Bourbon dos Sicilias, Sicilians and the Bourbons. Yeah, born the 5th of January 1938 as the reigning king of Spain. He's son of the late Infant Juan Count of Barcelona and the late Princess Maria Mercedes of Bourbon, two Sicilies. He's the grandson of the prior king of Spain, Alfonso XIII, who was deposed in 1931. Rather interesting story. On the 22nd of November, 1976, 2 days after the death of dictator Francisco Franco, Juan Carlos was designated king according to the law of succession promulgated by Franco. The Spanish throne had been vacant for 38 years in 1969 when Franco named Juan Carlos as the next ruler of Spain. The Spanish Constitution of 1978, Title II, the Crown, Article 56, Subsection 1, affirms the role of the Spanish monarch as the personification and embodiment of the Spanish nation, a symbol of Spain's enduring unity and permanence. And as such, the monarch is the head of state and commander-in-chief of the Spanish armed forces in a system known in Spanish as monarquía parlamentaria or a parliamentary monarchy. And so in the afternoon, the president and vice president will meet with Secretary of State Clinton in the Oval Office. He is the chief of the commander-in-chief, if you will. The Secretary of State, very important as well. And now we're going to be meeting with the commander-in-chief of the Spanish armed forces in a system known as parliamentary monarchy. Well, what's all about that? So what, Will? There's a lot more to the story, I think, than meets the eye. Certainly, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a Ouija board running here for me. But there's more. It seems that there was a rather unusual thing in his early life that he was basically, I believe, born in Rome. Let's see if we can find it here. Yes, Juan Carlos was born in Rome, where King Alfonso XIII and other members of the Spanish royal family had settled following the proclamation of the Second Spanish Republic in 31. That's when Franco, I believe, came to power. And then I think it was, who was it? Blair? Was it George Orwell, I think, that was there in that revolution? Anyway, no details in my mind on that right off the bat. He moved to Spain in 1948 to be educated there after his father persuaded Franco to allow this. Began his studies in San Sebastian, finished them in 1954, but if you go through it, it's a long list. You'd have to follow about all of these various and sundries. But there's an interesting story here. In March of 1956, Juan Carlos' younger brother, This would be the brother of the king, the new king here, Juan Carlos' brother, died in a gun accident at the family's home villa in Portugal. The Spanish embassy in Portugal issued an official communique whilst His Highness Prince Alfonso was cleaning a revolver last evening with his brother. A shot was fired, hitting his forehead and killing him in a few minutes. The accident took place at 20:30 hours after the Infant's return from Monday Thursday religious service, during which he had received his Holy Communion, and so on and so forth. And so then there was a cover-up, and they talk about all kinds of stuff here. So popping your little brother, I guess, to secure your kingship would be a thing that they would do in the nobilities. It goes on and talks about a lot more in all of this, but when you get down into the nuts and bolts, and let's go down to the very bottom of this lengthy Wikipedia article here and get down into titles, here are some of the titles in official use. He's a king of Spain, of Castile, of Leon, of Aragon, of the two Sicilies, of Jerusalem, of Navarre, of Granada, of Toledo, of Valencia, of Galicia, Majorca, of Seville, Sardinia, Cordoba, Corsica, and on the list goes. He's king of a lot of things, but he's also the king of Jerusalem. That's right, friends. King of Jerusalem, born in Rome. And it continues. Here's some of his honors. He holds the Order of the Golden Fleece. He's a Grand Master of the Royal Distinguished Order of Charles III of Spain, the Grand Master of the Royal Order of Isabel the Catholic, Spain, Grand Master of the Royal and Military Order of St. Hermenegildo, the Grand Master of the Royal and Military Order of St. Ferdinand of Spain. He's a Knight of the Grand Cross of Justice of the Sacred Military Constantine Order of St. George, Knight of the Order of the St. Janarius, and the 974th Knight of the Order of the Garter. He's related to the kings, the queens, ancestors. King Carlos, King Juan Carlos I, is a direct descendant of many famous European rulers from different countries. He's a descendant of Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom through his grandmother, Victoria Eugenie. He's a descendant of Louis XIV of France through the House of Bourbon, of the Emperor Charles V, who belonged to the Habsburg dynasty of the Holy Roman Empire, and of the House of Savoy of Italy. The Capuchin dynasty to which he belongs is the oldest in Europe. Some of his distant ancestors include Joan, the Duchess of Burgundy, Queen Consort of Philip VI of France, Lorenzo di Medici, the Florentine statesman better known as Lorenzo the Magnificent, and he is a descendant of Maria something-something, Queen Consort of France, through an unbroken line of Bourbon princesses who married within the Bourbon house. And Barry the Usurper is going to be meeting with him, or did meet with him yesterday. Now here's another one, rather interesting, carry on with that. Keep your eyes peeled on Jerusalem and Damascus. Obama names an ambassador to Syria, first in 5 years. Again, this is Lynn Sweet. She links these together. I don't know how I got onto this, but for immediate release, February the 16th, 2010, statement by the press secretary on naming Robert Ford as the ambassador to the U.S. ambassador to Damascus. Ambassador Ford is a highly accomplished diplomat with many years of experience in the Middle East. First ambassador in 5 years. This was on the 16th. Damascus, the very next day. Spanish King Juan Carlos comes in for lunch. Popping these guys in Dubai. Ambassador Ford is a highly accomplished diplomat with many years of experience in the Middle East. His appointment represents President Obama's commitment to youth engagement to advance U.S. interests by improving communication with the Syrian government and people. If confirmed by the Senate, Ambassador Ford will engage the Syrian government on how we can enhance relations while addressing areas of growing concern. Things are ratcheting up. Need to pay real close attention. Be right back. Stay with us.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned. I haven't had an opportunity yet. I'm still trying to get the time to do it and find the right one, but I want to read the Pope Benedict XVI's latest encyclical of two. I think it winds us all into this stuff. But we've got this new ambassador going into Syria, the first one in 5 years. We've got the King of Jerusalem, all the holy places in Jerusalem, meeting right now or yesterday with Barry the usurper. We've got a little bit more spirituality going on in here. We've got the Vatican. We've got Israel's Mossad. Let's go ahead and bring in China and their Lama Dolly. I guess you could have a Lama Dolly for your baby, or you could have a Dalai Lama for lunch. That's what Barry's going to do. Here's the article off of CNN, Beijing, China. When U.S. President Barry the Usurper meets the Dalai Lama at the White House this week, expect China to get angry. No doubt, very, very angry. The Dalai Lama, the Tenzin Gyatso, is the traditional religious and temporal head of the Tibetan Buddhists. He was made head of state at age 15 in 1950, the same year that the Chinese troops occupied Tibet. The Dalai Lama held negotiations with Chinese officials on Tibetan self-rule with little success. In 1959, he fled Tibet for exile in India after a failed uprising against Chinese rule. Over the years, the Dalai Lama has continued to lobby for self-rule in Tibet. Tibetans around the world revere him as their spiritual leader and cultural icon. He's traveled the globe attending meditation conferences, giving speeches in universities and parliaments, and meeting people from all walks of life, from CEOs to Hollywood stars to heads of state. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989, so the Dalai has his Peace Prize, and the usurper has their Peace Prize, so maybe we're having a meeting of the Peace Prizers. I think that's going down now. Overseas, the Dalai Lama is a celebrated figure in China. He's a despised troublemaker. Chinese officials have vilified him as a quote-unquote wolf in monk's clothing. There's the pot calling the kettle black, who seeks to destroy the country's sovereignty by pushing for independence. That's what you always do, isn't it? You push for independence, then destroy the sovereignty. What? The Dalai Lama maintains that he does not advocate independence, but wants an autonomy that would allow Tibetans to maintain their cultural, language, and religion under China's rule. Isn't that what people always want? Allow us to maintain our culture, our language, and our freedom to choose religions. China remains unconvinced. Quote, the Dalai Lama states that he's not seeking Tibetan independence, but Beijing sees this as a mere cover because he has never openly given up the demand for so-called Greater Tibet. So Beijing sees his meeting with world leaders as pushing for political goals, said Wenrang Yang, political science professor at the University of Alberta. There's nothing new about the Dalai Lama, by the way, meeting with other people. He met with Clinton... Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, the bodies are in Mena. He met with George W. Bush. He met with, I believe, George Herbert Walker Bush. I may be mistaken on that one, but I think he did. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown may have found the right compromise for his meeting with the Dalai Lama in May of 2008, Schomburg said. Quote, he met him privately in a religious environment, not publicly and not politically, in Downing Street. He's the only head of state who has met the Dalai Lama in recent years who has not been penalized. There's a problem here. Once you get into bed with somebody like China, they start to have expectations. This is a little bit more. Though the Dalai Lama heads a Tibetan government in exile, not recognized by any country, his receptions and meetings with world leaders prompt China's stern condemnation. China is hypersensitive about unrest and separatism in its border regions. I should say so. Send out a death wagon for him. Ever since the Dalai Lama's abort of 1959 uprising, he's been seen by Beijing as a subversive and a splittist. A subversive and a splittist. The Chinese feel that meeting foreign heads of state, including Barry the Usurper, gives the Dalai Lama political credibility he does not deserve. To China, Tibet is a sensitive core issue. The Chinese find it unacceptable when they see the Dalai Lama treated as a VIP or even akin to a head of state, because they view it as a challenge to China's national sovereignty and claim over Tibet. What claim over Tibet? Quote, anything that could damage national unity is dangerous. That's why it's intolerable. The advocacy and activities of the Dalai Lama and his followers are actually dangerous, especially because they use the words like freedom, democracy, and human rights. Rights. To gain sympathy overseas, said Gao Yi, a history professor at Peking University. Don't use that nasty word, freedom. It's not appreciated in a communist system. For months, China gave Germany the cold shoulder after German Chancellor Angela Merkel met the Tibetan leader. Relations between the European Union and China were briefly in the doldrums after French President Nicolas Sarkozy met with the Dalai Lama, while France held the EU's rotating presidency. Internationally, if Beijing does not show anger or protest in the strongest terms, the fear is that many heads of state will meet the Dalai Lama. So a lot of what we're hearing here in this article is posturing. As Shakespeare said, many things you protest too much, but it's posturing. Some of the international leaders may wish to do so because they genuinely respect the Dalai Lama as a religious figure. Others may be under pressure from domestic constituents and political groups, said Yang Jiang, Quote, so Chinese leaders want to show as much disincentives as possible, even though they know they cannot stop such meetings. And it continues. So there's a lot on the plate here today. A lot on the plate. So you wonder whether we really want to do very much on another topic or not. I hate to just expound on this sort of stuff. I hate to just go in and start throwing in a bunch of commentary on top of it all. Quite frankly, I don't know quite what to make of what's happening with this new ambassador to Syria. This Dubai assassination, that's just standard fare for the Mossad. What's the deal with this Juan Carlos? What's with this big security briefing? What's with this idea about Iraq delivering missiles into Syria? What's the counter threat, the countervailed threat there that if Syria fires Iranian missiles at Israel, that they'll wipe out Damascus and fulfill Bible prophecy? What's all that about? Anything there? Maybe throughout the day and other researchers will find out more, and this little Gordian knot will be unraveled for us, and we'll start to see what's really happening. I hope we don't just read in the news of some desperate activity going on in the East as a result of these machinations, but it is a possibility. I have had this feeling of impending portent of doom, if you will, for about a week now. It doesn't want to shake off. There's a little bit more, going back to that special census thing, the 10 items there. It's not so much the questions that are on the census. Some people think it's this L3 communication device, you know, getting the GPS reading of the door. Well, I think that's a little bit of a reach as well. Anybody that's got Google can go up and do Google Earth and understand that what you see on Google Earth is just but a pittance of what's available to those with a need to know. They have the technology. If they want to get a GPS reading on your doorknob, they can do it in three-dimensional coordinate geometry. They've been able to do that for a long time, satellite technology being what it is. But here's a little bit more about why locally people are interested in the census. This out of our local newspaper here, the Barry County Advertiser, Chamber Luncheon features an upcoming census. This by Kayla writing. The Cassville Area Chamber of Commerce held their quarterly luncheon Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. Food was catered by, blah, blah, blah. The census and Lisa Davis of the U.S. Census Bureau. The food was catered by Jersey's Bar and Grill and Lisa Davis of the U.S. Census Bureau. So apparently the U.S. Census Bureau had something to do with rolling out the grits. Lisa Davis of the U.S. Census Bureau educated attendees about the upcoming census. The census occurs every 10 years to count the number of people living in each area, as the U.S. Constitution requires. The government then divides $400 billion to cities based on census results. And so we go right back to the money again. Not only is this part of getting Americans to work by hiring census workers at $10 plus an hour to go around and harass the people, but this is also to get you in line for the gravy train. In order to get people to rat out on their neighbors, we need to give them a little tidbit, and so they're going to trickle down dividing some of these 400 billions to the cities based on census results. Well, if you're a small town like Cassville, Missouri, I don't imagine you're going to get much other than a song and a dance and a reason why they never sent you a check. Well, stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
And so we've returned once again, our last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Let's close out on the concept of property a little bit here. Add some more knowledge to our treasure chest. We've been talking about property as a relationship. We talked about the idea of land and chattels and commercial paper and bonds and negotiable instruments, written and printed, all things considered as property. Kind of a changing way of looking at things. Understanding how these various parts and pieces come together and work out. They have a right, a power, a privilege, an immunity. We spoke about that last. If a person has all the rights, powers, privileges, and immunities that one is capable of having with one person or with all the persons in the world with respect to or concerning land or chattels, tangible and intangible, then such aggregate of legal relations constitutes property. In lex mercatoria, the law of merchant. Again, reviewing and just giving a little bit more out of the principles of business law, the ninth edition. One may, however, have a property with respect to a thing or intangible situation and not have all the relationships. You can have property with it, but you may not have all of these various relationships. Something might have been extracted. Something might have been withdrawn. Something might have been concealed or converted. These relationships are continually changing. If A exercises a power and mortgages his land to B, then A has cut down his right relations and endowed B with right relations concerning the land. Again, if the state passes restrictive legislation concerning the use of A's land, his legal relations have been diminished. What remains of our right to property? After all of these various and sundry state conversions, In order to identify the relationships termed property concerning things, the restatement of the law of property, that's a capital R, restatement of the capital L, law of capital P, property, something you might look up, uses the word interest. The word interest includes varying aggregates of legal rights, powers, privileges, and immunities, and distributively means any one of them. Interests. Title rights and interests. Thus, rights, powers, privileges, and immunities with respect to land are interests in land or interests in things. If property is to be considered with respect to things as legal relations, quote unquote, it is necessary to consider how such relationship came into existence and how they will be protected. Land and things are just items capable of being the subject of property until relations arise between people. These relations, when given recognition by a government in respect to the items, create property. No legal relationships or property interests can be said to exist unless some method is afforded to enforce them. And this, of course, is the function of government and law. Governments instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and property. To secure the blessings. Those some would say that there should be no government. Not understanding the functions government actually was instituted to perform. Thus, if there is a trespass upon one's land, the trespasser can be compelled to cease trespassing by a court and in addition can be required to make restitution for damages. Remember, we've talked a little bit about the common law. This stuff harkens back to, quote unquote, time out of mind. From that time in great antiquity, in great darkness of time, that none can remember when it began to be this way. This is just the way we've always done it. Kind of the excuse you get down at the city hall sometimes, isn't it? Well, I don't know. We've always collected this tax. Have you? Always? Dorothy? It is fundamental that a person who has property, an enforceable legal right or duty relation, has a power of destroying his own relation and creating relations in others. We have a power to destroy that relation. Thus, he has the power to enter into contracts and transfer all his legal interests by a sale, or he can give them to someone else. He may part with some of his interest and reserve to himself some of those which remain. For example, he may lease his land. He may borrow money and give a mortgage on the land as security for the mortgagee lender. In each case, he's divided his legal interest by creating legal interests in a lessee and a mortgagee and retaining legal interests in himself. When the lease expires, the interest of the lessee terminates. When the debt is paid, the interest of the mortgagee no longer exists. There's now an immunity from the interests of either the tenant or the creditor, and the courts will give recognition to the interests of tenant and creditor during the period of their existence. Likewise, protection will be afforded to the quote-unquote owner upon their termination. Again, what is the study of law but the study of language? What is law but order? Order out of chaos. Back and visit once again with Thomas Hobbes in his Leviathan, the fundamental principle. All men at war against all men. Lest you desire to live that way, we're going to need to come to some agreement as to what form of government we shall have. And of course, it's our right and our duty to throw off in this country despotic and tyrannical governments. Or some have forgotten that too. But if a person has a totality of all the relationships regarding the land, he then has complete ownership or property. When we talk about this idea of freedom, 100% control of your property 100% of the time. and to understand rightly what property is, it's a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. This, according to Andrew J. Galambos, the logician. I have a tendency to agree with him strongly on those two points. 100% control of your property 100% of the time. And understanding that your body, physical, is the beginning of property. It's also the beginning of law. It's certainly the beginning of the natural law of man. He may, however, from time to time have fewer than all the relationships or interests in land. When he leases the land, grants an easement over, above, or below the land, or dedicates portions to the city for streets, he diminishes his legal relationships. Likewise, a person may have his relationship reduced by government through its exercise of the police power by way of zoning or its power of eminent domain or of taxation. Things that we can think about as each day goes by. Things that we can think about as we become vocal local. Do we actually understand who we are and whose we are? As we set out to express our voices, let our voices be heard locally. We don't know who we are, and we don't know whose we are. We haven't even begun our studies, have we? Just how few relationships one may have and still have property cannot be definitely ascertained. I'll say that again, kind of stumbling there. Just how few relationships one may have and still have property cannot be definitely ascertained. If a court gives a judgment in favor of the particular relationship asserted, then it may be said that a, quote, property interest exists. Courts and judgments. The study of law. This has been a very interesting read, reading this textbook. Particularly because it not only has questions at the end of each chapter, but it also provides examples of case law, decisions of the courts, as it relates to these specific sections of the Uniform Commercial Code, which makes up modern lex mercatori, the law of the merchants, all wrapped together here. A great big change in this country. As we stepped further and further away from our roots into this new codification, much the same way as happened in England under the philosophical radicals led by Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, and John Stuart Mill years ago, which gives us the rise of the positivists and the Fabian socialists, which then came creeping into our shores. All kinds of conversion and concealment going on. Well, it's like we're just about out of time for today. Certainly, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Tell your friends. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.